AgBio Science is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
So my advice is be close with your user, be close with your farmer, because it is the only way to create and aggregate a value proposition of them.
Welcome to AgBio Science, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Labor remains one of the greatest challenges facing the economy. And one company is addressing the challenge with autonomy and artificial intelligence, focused on improving crop performance. Welcome, Leo Carvalho, Chief Global Strategy Officer of ag tech company Soliftech. Leo, welcome to Ag Bioscience. Great to see you in Indiana.
Thanks for having me here. It's such as a pleasure to have this discussion with you. It's always fun to have a talk with you, Mitch.
We are going to dig into lots of things today. Soliftech, an amazing story from Brazil, operations in Indiana, and a really interesting market you're operating in today, specifically in the equipment industry. Tackling the labor challenge with equipment, really a challenge in of itself in a really crowded market. Many forecasts have ag equipment off double digits in the year ahead, really in a tough farm economy with compressed margins on farm. Eager to hear, Leo, how you and the team at Soliftech are navigating this equipment market with a really unique solution that brings in autonomy to every acre.
Yeah. Imagine that right now, the ag industry, they have two main blocks that can control 100% of the market. The first block, it is OEM. Right. That's the big machines, the manufacturers. And the second one, it is the input companies. These both companies, these both blocks can control all the stuff what you can see in the markets. So Soliftech concept, it is being the middle of this kind of the blocks. As a technology company, it is quite hard. You are behind of these blocks because you never receive a fresh air in your face. All the margins come through first for the biggest companies and after that for the technology company. So Soliftech get this position in the middle of these blocks because we understand that the next generation of the agriculture need to be reducing machines in the fields, the size of the machine, and optimize the chemical that you are using. I'm not saying that you don't need to use. I'm saying that you need to optimize and make the farmer more efficient. The only way to do that, it is using technology. Soliftech truly believe that the farming need to have a chance to rebuilding the way that they are producing food nowadays. Soliftech comes with the concept and the products that call Solix that had this position that to give a farmers one more chance to be more profitable and sustainable at the same time.
Leo, you entered the US market with really a focus on software, a focus on creating software to optimize efficiency of operations on the farm. You've evolved the company from a software company to a hardware company. You mentioned Solix, the robot. Share more about the evolution that you've been on as a company and how that's manifested itself now in fields across the Midwest.
In fact, Soliftech is a software and hardware company. What happened in specifically in the US, because when you arrived here, we understand that the software can solve a problem and we can provide information for farmer. But you cannot solve the real problem that the farmers used to live nowadays. So we start providing optimizing service for retailers as a partner. We create some dispatch technology for them. And we saw another opportunity together with these partners to create hardware that you can collect this kind of the information. It's quite hard. We take some decision when you cannot getting a great data. If you cannot take a great data, it's quite harder. You take the decision in real time. So Solix come through this idea. Nobody cares how we can get in this information. And Soliftech get this proposal to get this information in autonomous way without human interference and facilitate the decision for the farm. Because of that, you decide to put one hardware that is a robot. We are a software company, but we need to get this information in better quality. So with these robots, give us a chance to improve our decision, improve the farmer decision as well. So the end of the day, it is more the needs that we would like. The robots comes to solve a problem that the farms use to live, not because we'd like to create right. a robot. So we are facing a problem, and to solve this problem, it is put one hardware to get in this information and match with the software that you can deliver a real result for farmers.
There's a couple different pieces to the product that I think is really interesting and eager to hear some of the conversations that had to come up from farmers. As you say, we're going to put a scout, an autonomous scout. So an agronomist typically walks through a field, identifies challenges in a crop. You say, hey, boy, I think we can do that with a robot. And then if we're doing that with a robot, why don't we go ahead and spray? It will walk us through sort of the customer discovery process that went on. And the ideas, the reactions from customers, from farmers, from retailers, you said, hey, look, we have this idea. What do you think?
Exactly. Yeah. So imagine that's the first goal that you achieve. It is have one platform that lives in the field. So right now in ag, we don't have this kind of the technology that can bring the information in real time. And what we figure out, it is just bring the information and provide this information in real time for a farmer, that is not good enough because these decisions take a long to happen in the field. Agriculture is so dynamic. Since you get in the data to take a decision, take a long time. And you start to analyze that, okay, make a scouting is good because you can tracking the process of the leaves, the process of the plants, the progress, the issues, the infestation, whatever that you can see in the field. But why not solve the problem at the same time? Farmers, they used to live with weeds, but they used to live with fields because they don't have one kind of technology to solve this problem. And you said, okay, let's attach sensors, let's attach technology to identify the problems and act at the same time. And what's that? That we did in our technology, in our Solix, start to attach these sensors. And actually, we see this entire platform as a helper for farmers. So getting information, solving a problem, in scouting way, sprayer way, hunting, that you can make these features with frequency of the light, but to attach sensors to solve a different kind of the problem. For sure, as a platform, you can keep in attaching different sensors, but focus on the farmer. Farmers, for us, it is our key user, our key developer. We never develop some things without a farmer testing and giving their feedback. We understand that as a technology company, you need to create options for them, but to listen in their devices as well. It's simple. We create some technology in our office, in our shop, and put on the farm to testing. But this never happens, and this doesn't work well. We understand that we need to create with four hands.
The co-creation model, really being farmer-focused, super helpful. And I've seen it in the product and seen it evolve over time. We're looking at a model of the product here. For those that aren't familiar with Solix, Leo, this is going to be a really tough challenge, but let's try to describe it. It's a high clearance sprayer, solar panel on the top that lives in the field and continuously scouts. Doesn't matter whether it's day, night. We'll kind of walk folks through what this actually looks like and how they would see it in
yeah.
the field.
Seems like, so a different perspective robot, but it's quite simple. If some farmer saw this, he said, okay, this seems like familiar for me. So it is a boom that you have 40 feet. It's a solar panel with the batteries. And the main concept is to be affordable for farmers, a ship for farmers, and need to be easy to replace some parts if you had some troubles in the field. And need to be light, because the main focus of the Solix is help the environment, help the farmer, and help the people as well. We need to produce more food in a sustainable way and make the farmer more profitable. And I believe that these three main goals, it is involved on this kind of the technology. We need to have a technology that can live in the fields. Because of that, we need solar panel, batteries to avoid use fossil fuel, because we know that the climate change, it's here. We need to adapt for this new world. And the margins of the farmer is compressed. day after day. So how you can make the farmer more profitable, how we can make the farmer more efficient to gain some yields, and how we can produce more food. So I believe that Solix can touch all these points as a simple hardware. You cannot see the different sensors or hard sensors that you cannot find in the market, but a simple technology that will solve a problem.
SolofTech is a relative new name here in North America, but it is a long-standing name in South America and Brazil. We'll explore what SolofTech is globally right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Leo Carvalho, Global Chief Strategy Officer for SolofTech. We just ran into each other in Sao Paulo not that long ago with Governor Eric Holcomb. And this idea that SolofTech is a new company is one that's not true. We explored that a bit together in Brazil. Leo, give us an idea of who SolofTech is globally, the size of the company, and the work that you're doing and have done in South America for quite some time.
SolofTech was founded in 2007, so actually we have 17 years, and we had great footprint in Brazil because we started there, and just to for information, we have 96% of the market share in sugarcane. The entire sugar that you are using in Brazil and export pass through our platform. So as we start in sugarcane market as well, but all the biggest producing grains, we are present, provide information solution as well. We have hardware that capturing this information inside of the cabinet machine and software as well. So weather information, logistics, improvements, traceability. So imagine that in Brazil, in South America, we was able to create a big platform that you can stack a difference of the solution. So SolofTech nowadays have around 13 million acres monitoring in more than 15,000 machines in the real time. So the big data that you have and you did during these times allow us to give you one more step using artificial intelligence, using robotics, using new features available on the market sides when you talk about technology to attach in our platform in Brazil. So it is a company that has 800 employees. So globally strategic position in the biggest producer area. We have some office to support this development in China, Colombia, Brazil, US, Canada. So SolofTech is rethinking the way we are producing food right now.
You made the move to the US roughly a decade after the company was founded. And some of those forecasts that are made when you enter a new market, well, they're never perfect, right?
Exactly.
And I'm sure there were a lot of assumptions made. We ran into a lot of earlier stage scale-up companies in Brazil. A lot of them are thinking about making that same jump of how do we enter the US market? Leo, eager to hear from you, what are some of those lessons learned that SolofTech has scored along the way? What are the things that you could share with companies who are in South America and contemplating the US, but maybe more broadly of when companies are looking to expand to a new market, what are some of those assumptions that, golly, probably be worth spending a little bit more time digging into?
If I can say just one thing, it is be close with your user. Mm. In our case, it is farmer. We understand that it's impossible to create some things that you can provide a value for the value proposition for the user without leaving their views. We need to wake up and go sleep together with them, understand their needs, understand what they can make to be more profitable. And as a technology company, we need to provide not just reports, not just maps, color maps, right, not just insights. We need to provide solution. We need to provide money in his pockets. So yield, that is what the farmers want to see. In Silicon Valley, it is easy to see some technology company providing a solution for them that they take test and error for a long time and solve. Silicon Valley was creating this situation. In ag, you cannot try this. We have 1 year for a try. So imagine that if you lose the chance, we need to wait one more year,
right,
to create this kind of technology. The only way to solve this is having technology that's able you to test in an error constantly. And in the same season, you're saving money for farmers. So my advice is be close with your user, be close with your farmer, because it is the only way to create and aggregate a value proposition of them.
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense. Be close to the farmer, be close to your customer, but deliver real value. Real value in terms of dollars saved or top line, more yield, right? I mean, there's two variables there.
Exactly. And specifically in this case, as a farmer, he cannot control what he's buy because it's commodity price, and the same situation when he decides to sell. The only thing that he can control is their cost.
Yeah.
That is where many opportunities for us to help them to control better their costs and make them more efficient in the same square meter, right?
Right.
Without amplify the area.
So we are headed into the growing season. Ideally, I saw some planters rolling not that long ago. Ideally, we would see more in the field here soon. What do you think? What can we expect to see from Solvtech here in the Midwest as planting season, growing season 2024 gets underway?
As we discussed, we have scouting, we have spraying, hunting technology, and we are keeping working to attach new features to this Solix platform. We are working with fungicide as well, micronutrients, use biologicals to give the chance for the farmer to use biologicals the correct timing. And for sure, we are creating a dock station that facilitates the way that the guys are using robots and make their feeling of the product. So it is a bunch of technology that you are touching in the same ecosystem that focus on the farm. For sure, we need to provide technology, but not just technology for technology. We are providing a solution for farm. And this is what Solvtech is putting our efforts to make the farm more efficient using this kind of the features that you can do, Solvtech can do fast.
And if people want to see the robot in action, see the robot being produced, a lot of that happening here in Indiana this season.
Yeah, exactly. We are running close to 55 robots, more 55. Last year, we were running close to 30 robots here. And we are excited to see the results as our partners. They are exciting as well. I believe that's the results. It is tremendous this year as well.
He is Leo Carvalho. He's Global Chief Strategy Officer for Solvtech. Leo, it is a delight to have you in Indiana. Thanks so much for spending time with us today on Ag Bioscience.
Thank you, Mitch. Thanks to be here.
And thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.